The very rich in China never had any economic issues with having only one child. When China recently changed its one-child policy to a two-child policy, it was good news for all families yearning for another kid. But what about the families that already had babies in secret? Rebecca Cantha reports from Shanghai.
4 months ago, my Chinese husband and I gave birth to our second child, a sweet baby boy. When I walk with him outside, holding onto my three-year-old daughter's hand, the neighborhood aunties run over. They make a fuss over my kids and remind me I'm the luckiest of moms. Because I'm a foreigner here, my husband and I didn't even think about the one-child policy when we decided to have another child. When I saw the news that China was finally changing the rules to allow all couples to have two children, I immediately called up my friend Xiaoge. She lives in a small city in central Henan province. Just 5 weeks before the announcement, she gave birth to her second child, in secret. I visited her when her son was just a month old. She spoke softly, cautious about telling her story. We wanted our daughter to have a playmate, someone to help her if she has problems. And also, our families put pressure on us. They're traditional, and they think having one child is not enough. Xiaoge and her husband tried for years to have another child. And finally, this year she got pregnant. But she and her husband work for a public university. And in China, people with government jobs face more scrutiny. Xiaoge knew that if her employer found out she was pregnant, she and her husband would both lose their jobs. My friend's not a rule breaker. She doesn't take risks. But she wanted a baby. So, early in her pregnancy, before she began to show, she went to her supervisor and asked for sick leave. Then she stayed at home for the remainder of her pregnancy, rarely leaving the house. Still, it was easier than it would have been just 10 years ago, she says. Back then, you'd have to get approval to have a child before you went to the hospital. Nowadays, hospitals don't care. We got a birth certificate. What they didn't get was a hukou, that all-important document that's like a residence card or a passport. A hukou gets you access to health care, schooling, and other public services in China. I have another Chinese friend who ran into a similar problem. Christina lives in Shanghai, and 3 years ago she gave birth to her second child. We talked about it outside a Starbucks. In the first few months, I went back and forth about whether to have the child. There was so much pressure, she says. She too worked at a public university and risked losing her job. But she decided to quit. Her parents were very upset. They couldn't understand at all why I wanted to give up my job to have another child. My father was still yelling at me even when I was 6 or 7 months pregnant. Christina knew that in order to get her daughter a hukou, she'd have to pay a fine. But she was shocked when she found out how much. $37,000.
The lowest price.
That was 2 to 3 times what she and her husband earned in a year. So she dropped the idea. Back then, Christina felt depressed. But today, her children are 4 and 3, and she seems much happier. A few months ago, she went to the police to try again to get a hukou for her daughter so she could go to nursery school. This time she got it, and surprisingly, she didn't have to pay the fine. As for Xiaoge, she's stuck in limbo, since the policy change won't go into effect until probably next year. She lives in a part of the country that's stricter about the family planning policy. She and her husband will try to buy a fake birth certificate so they can change their baby's date of birth. They've even talked about getting a divorce so that her husband won't lose his job if they're found out. Yet she says she feels hopeful. I think we will just put off the hukou. We'll just wait and see, she says. What was surprising to me was that for most other couples, the change in policy might not mean much of anything at all. When I asked one friend whether she was planning a second child, she replied, "Tai mafan, it's just too much of a hassle." None of Christina's friends have two children. She says they're always like, "Ah, wow, you're so great. I'm so envious you have two kids." But when Christina says, "You can have two kids too."
"Oh, no.
I don't want more," they say. "One is enough." Still, the news has tired moms talking as they consider how the policy change might affect their lives. In one mom's group, the joke is, "As long as the government doesn't say we have to have a second child." For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.